look, it's those chance encounters that you have with someone. They fail to turn into something because you don't get a name or number in the moment. So what do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is a man for woman searching for my Jewish Cinderella.
All right.
I met you at my nephew's bar mitzvah last Saturday. You were the gangly single blonde who kept packing that thing up.
Oh, wow.
I was the older gentleman with the dark mustache and the elastic back brace.
Back brace? Oh, he probably wasn't backing that thing up then.
You may remember that we gyrated together to the song Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, maybe he did.
But I was having a hard time keeping up with your spastic hip motions.
Yeah, restricted movement, sure.
At one point, you spun around, and we stared directly in each other's eyes for at least 10 seconds while we shook our hips back and forth like we were two Shakiras battling each other with our bodies.
Wow.
Oy vey.
Wow.
You had me going on. But I'm older. So after 10 o'clock, my legs started cramping. Went to go grab some water, and before I could find my way back to you, Grandpa Ray pulled me aside to tell me about his new driveway.
That's exciting news.
When I returned to our dance spot, you were gone.
Oh, dang it.
All that was left was one of those jelly-like breast pads that women use to stuff their undergarments.
Oh, no. Oh, she lost a chicken cutlet?
She lost a chicken cutlet. Was it yours?
Oh, no.
I kept it with me so I could see if it fits you.
It is exactly like Cinderella.
Hopefully we're not related. So wait, is he going to line them up and like Cinderella? Oh. If the chicken cutlet fits.
And then that's, you're my princess.
You are my true princess.
Also, are we related? That's going to have to be added to the questioning, right?
Wow. That sounds like a fun party. Okay, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection. The lumberjack who ordered Brussels sprouts and pie. Okay. Tasty combination.
Right.
It's a woman for man. You were in a flannel shirt with jeans, scruffy lumberjack type, and sat in my section.
Oh.
Ordered a black coffee, ribeye, and Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
You were very attractive and ate alone.
Oh.
You weren't wearing a wedding ring, so I asked you, while topping off your coffee, if there was a Mrs. Lumberjack in the picture. And you gave me a flirty glance and told me you were a wanderer and lacked the open road.
Didn't really answer the question, okay.
Nope. Oh, Mr. Lumberjack, I'm ready to wander with you wherever that may be. From the restaurant back to my place, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you then asked to see a dessert menu.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what they teach you at lumberjack school, but it's working.
Okay.
I brought you the menu, and without looking at it, ordered the key lime pie.
Okay.
We don't have key lime pie. But I didn't care. I told you to sit tight and I'd be back in a jiffy with your pie.
Wait a minute. What?
Wait. She made it happen.
What?
I ran down the street to the grocery store and brought you a key lime pie.
Oh, my gosh.
When I returned, you were gone.
No.
No. No. You left me a $20 bill and a note on your napkin that said, "Thanks for the conversation. You're a really pretty woman. And if you're ever interested in meeting up sometime, give me a call."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, we're getting somewhere. I got so excited that I accidentally spilled your coffee on the napkin, blurring out your phone number.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. So please, if you see this, all caps, yes, I want to meet up sometime! Not that it matters, but your bill was $45.
He left her a 20.
And also, I need someone to help me finish this whole key lime pie I now have. So, Mr. Lumberjack, if you need someone to help you with your wood, hit me up.
Wow. Wow. I like how he didn't even look at the menu and said key lime pie. And she's like, we don't have it, but wait.
But just I'm going to make it happen.
But I'm going to make it happen for you.
Listen, she needs to be employee of the month for that extra effort and customer service.
She went to the grocery and bought him a pie.
Don't have it. Doesn't matter. I'm going to make it happen.
I'm going to make it happen. Wow. Oh, shoot. All right. So whether you're looking, whether you're holding on to a chicken cutlet, searching for that Cinderella from the dance floor.
The matching boob.
Or you're looking for the key lime pie loving lumberjack.
Huh, who stiffed you on your bill.
He had the best of intentions, though.
But he's hot, so it's fine.
Oh, shoot. Then it's
Craigslist missed